بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We continue reading in ثلاثة الأصول وأدلتها القراءة في كتاب ثلاثة أصول وأدلتها للإمام المجدد الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. We have been really reading about Al-Islam and that it is three stages: Al-Islam wal-Iman wal-Ihsan. And it has preceded that Al-Islam, it has five pillars. Wa-Islamu lahu Khamsa tu Arkan. We have discussed those affairs, alhamdulillah, something from a bit of detail. And likewise, after that we have seen that the second stage of the deen, first affair is that the deen of Allah is thalatha muratib, al-Islamu wal-Imanu wal-Ihsan. Wal-Islamu khamsa tu Arkan. And al-Iman lahu sitta tu Arkan. We have discussed the affairs with regards to these six principles. Likewise, Iman, it has six principles and six pillars and foundations. And as for the third stage and the highest rank of the deen, the highest rank of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is al-martabatu al-thalitha al-ihsan, al-ihsan. And the author, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, al-martabatu al-thalitha al-ihsanu Rukdun wahidun. The third stage, meaning from the stages of the deen, is al-ihsan. And it is one pillar. One pillar. Al-Islam, it has five pillars. The first, martaba. Al-martabatul ula. And al-Iman, it has six pillars. The second level, al-martabatul thaniya. Amma al-martabatul thalitha. Aladhi huwa al-ihsan. فَلَهُ رُكْنٌ وَاحِدٌ. It has one pillar. The author, he says, وَهُوَ أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. And that is that you must worship Allah as if you see Him. And if you are not able to see Him, then at least know that He sees you. Then verily, He sees you. The author, he says, al-martabatu thalitha, al-ihsan. Al-ihsan, it means linguistically, al-itqan, wal-ijada, itqanu shay, wa-ijadatuhu. To do something precisely, and to master an affair, and to do it with precision, and to do it well, and in the best manner, this is called al-ihsan. This is called al-ihsan. And this is to master something and to perfect it. أحسن يحسن أحسن إحسانا بمعنى أتقن وأجاد أتقن وأجاد. To do something very well and to do something with precision and to do something properly and precisely. Also, and considering linguistically, to master it with precision. But as for the definition and the legislation, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has defined it with ihsan. He has defined it precisely. And he has defined it in the best way, in the best manner, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in just a few words. And these few words is what the author, he has mentioned here as the definition as well. And if we remember the definition of the author he used for al-Iman, likewise is from the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And here, as he defines as well in these three fundamental principles, al-Ihsan, the third level of the deen, his definition also is from the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning the definition that the author he has mentioned, rahimahullah. وَهُوَ أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تُكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. And that is to worship Allah as if you see Him. And if you do not see Him, then know that He sees you. Then verily He sees you. I mean, we need to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees the servant and He sees the slave. The author, he mentioned some evidences for this. And he has said, rahimahullah, wa dalil والدليل قوله تعالى, and the evidence for this level of al-ihsan and this stage is the statement of Allah the Most High, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ, that verily Allah, He is with those who have at-taqwa, the people of at-taqwa, and He is with those who have al-ihsan, and He is with those people who believe in Him and obey Him and comply to His commandments, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and stay away from His prohibitions, and He is with those people who do that with precision and who worship Him precisely, remembering Him and hoping for Him alone, and remembering the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complying to that outwardly. So therefore they have mastered their worship and perfecting it inwardly and outwardly, striving against their souls. And these are those whom Allah has mentioned He is with them. And this is referring to the ma'iyah of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the creation in general, all of them, by way of His knowledge. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. And this has preceded whenever we have discussed the issue of al-qadr, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has encompassed all things in knowledge. And He is with the entire creation by way of His knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as for the people of al-taqwa, and the people of al-ihsan, and the people of al-Iman, the righteous and the pious believers, then He is with them. Also, in general, by way of His knowledge, but He is with them by His aid and support. And He guides them, and He directs them, and He protects them, and He assists them and aids them, and He facilitates for them to do good and to be protected from harm. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. And like this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he was with his companion in the cave, whenever they're fleeing from the mushrikeen making hijrah, and his companion, of course, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, whenever they were afraid, Abu Bakr was afraid that maybe they would be captured, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him, لا تحزن إن الله معنا, إن الله معنا, do not grieve, do not be afraid, verily, verily Allah is with us. Verily Allah is with us, meaning this, the ma'iyah, at-ta'yid wa nusra wa tawfiq wa tasdeed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid and support them and help them, bil-hifz, and protect them and to keep them safe and to direct them. In la tahzan inna allaha ma'ana. So this is from the fruits of al-ihsan and from the benefits of perfecting the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla with sincerity and striving to comply to the sunnah inwardly and outwardly, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will be with that person and He will aid him and support him. Being with him, meaning by His aid and His support and His protection and His guidance, subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for Ar-Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has preceded, أَنَّهُ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ اسْتَوَى, that He has arisen above the throne in a manner befitting His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise He says, وَقَوْلُهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ الذي يراك حين تقوم وتقلبك في الساجدين إنه هو السميع العليم. He mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah, He mentions وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم, and put all of your trust and faith, put your reliance and dependence entirely upon العزيز الرحيم. وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم, the one who is almighty and the one who is most merciful. الذي يراك حين تقوم, the one who sees you when you stand up, referring to the night prayers, but He sees you at all times, subhanahu wa ta'ala. الذي يراك حين تقوم وتقلبك في الساجدين, and your movements among those who fall prostrate, meaning in the five daily prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees them. وتقلبك في الساجدين, whenever you are and your movements as you fall prostrate with those who pray in the congregational prayer. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Verily He is He and only He is the all-hearer and the all-knower. And we have seen that the meaning of al-ihsan is to perfect the worship and to do it sincerely and to hope for the reward from Allah alone and to do it according to the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to remember Allah in that worship and to have that heart attached and connected to Him alone entirely during that act of worship, not turning and not directing one's attention to anything from the creation, any individual or any praise or hoping for anything from the creation whatsoever. Rather, at the time of that worship, the heart is connected entirely and hoping entirely for the reward from Allah and the promise of Allah and the pleasure of Allah and the love of Allah, hoping that it's accepted from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and performing it according to that which has been displayed to us and clarified to us by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This one he has perfected the action. So after learning how to perform it outwardly according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is part of that perfection. And the other part is to make sure that one does it sincerely and entirely for Allah, and he's truthful with that action, and he performed it for Allah alone. And from the example of that is as-salat, as it's being referred to in these verses. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ أَلَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَكُومُ. Whenever you stand for the prayer, and put your faith and your trust and reliance upon Al-Aziz Al-Rahim. And this is because that a person who is relying on something, whenever a person he has reliance and trust and dependence, then the one that he has reliance and dependence for, and his hope and his faith in, is hoping that either he will protect him from some harm or some difficulty, or he will bring about some good for him. And Al-Aziz, he is the one who is powerful and strong, and no one can overcome him. So it's very, very suitable to put one's reliance upon him, especially in times of danger. Rather, he is the only one that one should rely upon, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the only one who can protect from danger. And he is Al-Aziz. La ghaliba lahu, subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can overcome him in his command, in his power, in his authority. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, trusting in him alone, this is how the heart will find safety and security. And this is how one will find success. And likewise, whenever a believer is hoping for some good, and he's putting his faith and trust and reliance to obtain good, then it should be only upon Ar-Rahim, the one who is the most merciful and kind to his servants, and he gives from his grace, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we see, if a believer, he remembers this likewise in the prayer, that the one who can protect him, and the one who can aid him, and the one who can support him only is Allah, and the command is entirely for him, and no one can go against his command or do anything except for with his will, subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-aziz. And likewise at the same time, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his might and his power, likewise he is ar-Rahim, the most merciful and kind, and he is the most gracious, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give the good. Then the heart is attached to him. And these verses, how do they conclude? They conclude, innahu huwa as-sami'ul alim. And likewise, Allah, he says, and verily he is the only, and he and only he is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. And to remember likewise, whenever one is performing that action, for example, like the salat, that Allah, he hears him, and Allah knows of his situation. And if his heart is turning to the creation or hoping for some worldly gain, Allah, he knows that. And whenever he is reciting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he hears him. And Allah knows what is in his heart, and he knows if he is focusing or if he is not paying attention. And he knows what he is doing, and in the affairs that he is performing. And the one who remembers this, he will fear Allah, and he will hope in him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will be from the greatest means to perfect the worship. To remember that Allah, he is the Almighty. And likewise to remember that Allah, he is the most merciful. And likewise to remember that Allah, he is the all-hearing and also the all-seeing. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows everything about the servant at every time and wherever he may be. And like this, the author, he mentioned the next verse as an evidence. وَقَوْلُهُ وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ. And he mentions the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the meaning of which is, neither you, meaning O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do any deed or recite any portion of the Quran, nor you, mankind, do you do any deed, good or evil, but we are witness thereof when you are doing it. And nothing is hidden from your Lord so much as the weight of an atom or a small ant on the earth or in the heaven. What is less than that, nor what is greater than that, but is written in a clear record. Now, وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ Mubin. So therefore, in order to reach the status of Al-Ihsan is to learn and to know. And again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has defined al-ihsan is to worship Allah as if you see him. And if not, then to know that he sees you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these verses, they mention this and they clarify this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is aware of the servant, and he sees the servant, and he knows the situation of the servant, and he hears him, and he knows all about his situation. And to remember that, this is the first stage, to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he hears all things. To remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows all things, and that he sees all things. And to know that one is a slave of Allah, and to remember his rububiyyah and his lordship and his power and authority, and to remember his beautiful names and lofty attributes. And then to bring this to mind, and to have this in the heart and aware of this at the time of worship, this is considered al-ihsan. And the scholars, they mentioned that the reality of al-ihsan is al-muraqabah, and yuraqibu al-abdu rabbahu fi ibadatihi, that a slave, he will be observant that Allah is observing him, and he will have al-muraqabah is to observe and to be awake and aware, meaning to be awake and aware that Allah is aware of him, and that Allah sees him, and that there is nothing that is hidden from him, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows all things. And to remember this and to worship him in that manner. Because the one who remembers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sees him. And to the one who remembers how powerful and strong Allah is, and how the command is in his hands alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, the one who remembers how merciful and gracious Allah is, and how kind he is to his servants, then one will strive to do what is pleasing to him, and to perform the action of worship in the best manner, and to perfect that inwardly and outwardly. This is from the meaning of al-ihsan. So the ulama, they have mentioned, the author, he mentioned here in this text, that al-ihsan, it has one pillar. But the ulama have mentioned that it has two stages. Although it's one pillar, and تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ, that this is the first, this is the pillar of that level of the deen, al-ihsan. But this pillar, it has two stages. It has two stages, and one is higher than the other. Although the stage of al-ihsan is the highest stage of the deen, then even inside of that stage, there are it fluctuates and it varies. And there's no way to reach the second stage, or the highest stage of al-ihsan, except first by going through the first stage. From the beneficial sources to study these affairs that we have been studying together in this text, particularly about the pillars of al-Islam and the pillars of al-Iman, and now we have the pillar of al-Ihsan. Of course, a student or a believer can refer to some of the explanations of the scholars of this particular text, Al-Usul al-Thalatha. No doubt this is a resource that one will benefit from. But also there is another resource that I have referred to many times and advised the brothers and sisters to obtain, and to show great concern in reading and understanding, and using it as a guide in their home to teach their family and to sit and discuss the affairs of the deen with their family. And that is the Durus al-Muhimma li'amat al-Ummah by Sheikh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, with the explanation of Sheikh Abdul Razzaq. And if a person wanted to find a summarization of the affairs that we have been discussing, that's a beneficial place to look. And other than that as well, can find a summarization of al-ihsan, a summarization of the pillars of iman and Islam, and the affairs of al-tawheed. And it's very beneficial and has been translated, and it's very good for a believer to purchase that book and to have it in his home, and to read it nightly with their family, or weekly with their family, or twice a week, or every night, or every morning, and sit with their husband and wife, or sit with the children, all of them together, and take turns reading. And even, I'm not sure about the translated version, but I know the original version in Arabic, it has stars. And you flip a few pages and there's a star, meaning that you just read this amount, and it's made for the imams to read in the masjid. And after the prayer to read just a small portion, even if a person were to follow that, to just read a small portion a day and to review it and go over with his family, beginning from the beginning of the book until the end, this is very beneficial. This is very beneficial. And to do, and I suggest this for the brothers, those who have the Arabic, alhamdulillah, they read the Arabic. Those who are not proficient in Arabic, then they do not just neglect the issue. Rather, they get the English and they read it with their family. This is advice that I have for the noble brothers and sisters. But if a person wanted to go into more detail and to find more detail of these affairs, like I mentioned, that's a book that would be summarized and suitable for the general Muslims, as is the title. There are other works of the ulama that have gone into much details in these affairs, and from them is the work of Hafiz al-Hakimi, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he has a poem known as Sulam al-Wusul ila ilm al-Usul, the stairs of arrival to the knowledge of the foundations and fundamentals fit tawheed, and he has an explanation of that called Ma'arij al-Qabul. In this poetry and in the explanation of that poetry, almost every issue with regards to aqidah, he has touched on it, and he has brought numerous evidences, sometimes almost giving every evidence available in the Quran and the Sunnah with regards to one issue. And from those previous classes that we had, particularly on the Qadr, if somebody wanted to find more details about that, then this is the place to look. This is one of the first places to look in Ma'arij al-Qabul by Hafidh al-Hakimi rahimahullah ta'ala, to find much of the details that have been mentioned with regards to these affairs. This evening, because of the benefit of that which is found in there, we read some of his statements with regards to al-Ihsan. And he mentioned that al-Ihsan, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us, أَنَّ مَرْتَبَةَ الْإِحْسَانِ عَلَى دَرَجَتَيْنِ, and that the level of Ihsan is on two levels, because this is referring to the definition the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he has made of Ihsan in the hadith of Jibreel, and that hadith is coming with the author that we are reading from, inshallah, after we finish this portion of the text. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And the Prophet defined al-Ihsan as أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. This is the first level. فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. To worship Allah as if you see Him. And if you are not able to see Him, then to worship Him as knowing that He sees you. So these are the two stages. These are the two levels. So what does it mean? And what is intended by al-Ihsan? To worship Allah as if you see Him. Or to at least worship Allah knowing that He sees you. Now, Hafidh al-Hakimi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that al-maqam al-awwal wa huwa a'lahuma. And ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarahu. The first stage, the high, and it's the highest stage of al-Ihsan that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, it is to worship Allah as if you see Him. As if you see Him. He says, هذا مقام المشاهدة. This is considered the status of al-mushahada. Al-mushahada is whenever one he witnesses. Al-mushahada linguistically is to witness something with one's eyes. To see it directly. Shahada yushahidu shahid mushahadatan. To see something with one's eyes. But what is intended here? Worshipping Allah. Bil mushahada ka'annaka tarahu. He says, وَهُوَ أَنْ يَعْمَلَ الْعَبْدُ عَلَى مُقْتَضَى مُشَاهَدَتِهِ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِقَلْبِهِ. It is that the servant, he will worship and he will move and he will act according to what it necessitates for him to witness Allah with his heart. So what is being referred to here? To worship Him as if you see Him at this high level of the deen, rather the highest level of the deen, to worship Allah as if you see Him, not with the eyes. Because nobody can see the eyes. Nobody can see Allah with the eyes in this life. لَن تَرَانِي. لَن تَرَانِي, he told Musa, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani meaning in this dunya. In this dunya. So nobody can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do we worship Allah as if we see Him? As if we see Him with the heart. So this means here that a believer has to have knowledge of Allah. The more knowledge a believer has of Allah, the more he will fear Him and be humble to Him and shy from Him and submit to Him and comply to Him and love Him and worship Him and strive to perfect that worship. The more knowledge he has. Then the more knowledge he has of Allah. The more knowledge he has of Allah and that which is incumbent for him to know from the affairs of Islam and Iman, then this is how he will travel to this rank, by learning about Allah and His Lordship, His Rububiyyah and His authority and power, and knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His ability to do all things, and knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likewise from His beautiful names and attributes of perfection, and knowing that nothing can harm Him or go against His will, and He is overpowering and all strong, the omnipotent, Al-Wahid Al-Qahhar subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing Him by His names and attributes. In this manner, the believer can worship Allah as if he sees Him. And knowing Him by His majesty, knowing Him by His glory and His honor, Al-Azim, Al-Kabir, Al-Muta'al, wa huwa al-Ali wal-Kabir, knowing how great He is, and how powerful He is, and how strong He is, how wise He is, how knowledgeable He is, how merciful He is, how kind He is, Al-Wadud, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Latif, and how gentle He is with his servants, Ar-Ra'uf, Ar-Rahim, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is powerful and strong, yet merciful and kind, the one who has the ability to do all things, who has given everything its shape and its form, Alladhi ahsana kulla shay'in khalaqa, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, by knowing Him like this, in this manner. And likewise, barakallahu fikum jami'an, by knowing Him from His creation as well, and looking and seeing how great He is, and how and His majesty and His glory, and how He creates in such a beautiful manner and such a beautiful way, and how His creation is in such beautiful harmony, and how He disposes of the affairs of the creation in such a great way, and that He is the one who guides the hearts and so much hardship that people have been through, but in the end Allah is guiding their souls and guiding their hearts to the right path and to the right way, and maybe He will put hardship upon them only to bring them to good, because they're believers and He guides them and He's with them, subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing Him in this manner and then worshipping Him based upon this, and then worshipping Him based upon that knowledge. Now, man kana billahi a'raf, kana minhu akhwaf. The one who has more knowledge of Allah, he will be more afraid of Him. Wa kana li'ibadatihi atlab, and he will be seeking even, striving to get even closer to Allah by worshipping Him and by complying to His commandments. Wa an ma'siyatihi ab'ad, and will be further away from his sins. And this is the perfection of the worship. This is the perfection of the worship. So Hafidh al-Hakimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَهُوَ يَعْمَلَ الْعَبْدُ عَلَى مُقْتَضَى مُشَهَدَتِهِ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَبْلُ بِقَلْبِهِ, to strive and to work and to perform the actions according to what it necessitates whenever a person, he sees Allah with his heart, meaning he knows Him. He knows Him by His names and His attributes. He knows Him by His signs and His creation, and by the signs and His Quran. We have seen before, we know Allah. بِمَا عَرَفْتَ رَبَّكَ. بِمَا عَرَفْتَ رَبَّكَ. How do you know your Lord? We've seen by His signs. By His signs. Al-Qur'aniyya wal-Kawniyya. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has signs. And whenever a person knows Him, then he will be able to reach this stage. Therefore, the people who are ignorant and they do not know the proper creed and belief in Allah, they cannot reach the stage of Ihsan. It's not possible for them. And the author, he says, or excuse me, not the author, but Hafidh al-Hakimi, rahimahullah ta'ala, huwa, yani this, to see Allah with the heart, huwa an yatanawwaru, huwa an yatanawwara al-qalbu bil-iman, and is that the heart will be enlightened with faith. Whenever the heart becomes enlightened with faith, we have seen before, al-iman, what is in iman? Al-ladina amanu wa amilu salih. It's knowledge. It's based upon knowledge. That means the heart becomes enlightened, full of light, the light of knowledge, the light of sincere faith and certainty. Wa tanfudhu al-basiratu fil irfani hatta yasira al-ghaybu kal-ayan. That the heart will be full of the light of faith, and that this insight of knowledge will pierce through his heart and understanding until the affairs that are unseen will seem to him like they are seen. It will be as if he sees them. Yani, the Jannah, he can't see it, but he believes in it, and his belief is so strong, and his heart is full of so much knowledge, and he knows the details of the affairs of Jannah as if he sees it now, although he's not there. As if he can see it now because of the knowledge that he has and the descriptions that have come in the Quran and in the Sunnah and the light of faith that Allah has blessed him with. As if he sees it. He doesn't see the angels, but it's as if he sees them writing his deeds. This is aware. He's aware of that. He doesn't forget. He doesn't forget. The one who forgets that there are angels writing his deeds, you will find him in calamities. And you will find him in places that he does not belong. You will find his tongue saying things that is not proper. You will find his eyes looking at things that are not befitting. So on and so forth. But the one who remembers it's strong, his heart is full of the light of faith. The faith in Allah first and foremost, and then the angels as well, and the messengers and the books and the last day which has preceded, and the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla is full of the light of faith. Then this insight will pierce through his heart, and he will be able to see things as if it's in front of him, and he will have no doubt whatsoever. فَمَنْ عَبَدَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَلَى اسْتِحْضَارِ قُرْبِهِ مِنْهُ وَإِقْبَالِهِ عَلَيْهِ وَأَنَّهُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ كَأَنَّهُ يَرَاهُ أَوْجَبَ لَهُ ذَلِكَ الْخَشْيَةَ وَالْخَوْفَ وَالْهَيْبَةَ وَالتَّعْظِيمَ. So he said, rahimahullah, that whoever worships Allah Azza wa Jal while remembering this and bringing this belief present to his mind, and remembering how near Allah is to him, and by way of his knowledge, and remembering how he must devote himself entirely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as if he sees him the Most High. He knows that he's above his throne in a manner befitting his majesty. He knows that he is the most gracious and kind. He knows that he's the most powerful and strong. He knows that he is a slave and created by him. He knows that he can't do anything except with his will. He knows that his affairs are in his hands entirely, and that they have been written with him, and he can't go outside of his commandment. And he complies to him, he submits to him, and he remembers this, and this is in his mind whenever he worships Allah Azza wa Jal. It's like he's worshiping as if he sees him, and he's seeing him with his heart. And this time he will worship him, and this will bring in his heart the love and honor and reverence and fear of Allah and magnification and glorification that he deserves, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is some more things to discuss with regards to this, of course, the next level of al-ihsan. And inshallah we continue in the next class. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.